Alexander Church on keys, David Didio on guitar, both of them doing vocals, Casey Snyder on drums and vocals, Simon Howard on bass, here for you now, Stone Throwers.
Come to those who wait, I can't think straight. Wanna know my fate because I'm not that patient. Tell me, boy, you're gonna carry their weight. So stand up straight, get in place or get crushed beneath the pavement. I know sometimes I get hurt. I've lost my. Where can I start?
I get knocked down, but I'm on my feet again, so don't pretend. Life ain't hard.
On days that cut you to the core, be careful of what you wish for. These dreams might come true. Live your life lost and forlorn. I see the flowers bloom after the storm. The choice is up to you.
I know sometimes
I've kissed her.
I've lost my place. Feet again, so don't pretend.
Life ain't hard.
Or wear it out, just making do, doing without, cause there ain't time to waste. Don't get tripped up by your self-doubt, cause that's not what this life's about. All things find their place.
I know sometimes
life gets hard.
Stone Throwers here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And let's talk first to the two that you just heard doing the leads on that song. Might as well start with David since he's standing up right in front of me. Tell me a little bit about yourself and the group.
Hi, I'm David. I guess I've lived in Pittsburgh the last 7 years. I went to Pitt for undergrad and then Pitt Law. So I actually met Simon, the bass player, in the dorms. We've been fast friends ever since. I actually met Casey in an entertainment law class, and we had to do one of those icebreaker activities. Go around and say something about yourself. And he's like, my name's Casey, and I play the drums. And I was like, so you play the drums for anybody? And he said no, and I asked him if he wanted to. And he said yes.
Perfect.
So, you know, and he knows church from college. We don't talk about where they went to school.
We're a house divided here. Penn State.
We don't have Penn State. Have to. Interesting.
We don't talk about it.
Very interesting. Not all lawyers or attorneys.
Just the two of us. I mean, neither of us are attorneys yet. We don't get the exam results until October, unfortunately.
Oh, did you both just finish, though?
Yeah,
you,
we both.
Wow. You have taken the bar?
Have, yes.
Okay.
July.
Interesting. Well, I'm sure you'll do fine. Are you watching the confirmation hearings for the?
A little bit. Yeah, I was podcasting them at work.
Yeah, it's hard to look away.
Yeah, interesting stuff.
Indeed. Interesting stuff. Well, that's great. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Syracuse, New York.
Okay, excellent. And do we have a mic in front of the other Pit member? We do. That's Casey Snyder on drums. Are you from Pittsburgh?
I'm not from Pittsburgh. I moved here 3 years ago to go to law school. I'm from central Pennsylvania, a little town called Altoona.
Oh, we know Altoona. Yeah. Suburban Huntingdon.
Yeah.
we know Altoona quite well. And our other two group members, we might as well acknowledge the Penn Staters, although one we're going to need to get close to a microphone. We'll do it. Let's start.
I'm a Pitt, to be clear.
Oh.
Yeah, Casey did his
Casey
undergrad
is Penn State.
At Penn State, went to Pitt Law then. And so I like to say we're split, but really they have the upper hand.
Okay, so you're the only true Penn Stater.
You're the loner here, yeah.
And what did you study at Penn State?
Journalism.
Excellent, excellent. And you're playing keys, and the two of you are singing. Oh, by the way, he is Alexander Church. You two sung beautifully together on that last one. How long have you two been playing together, or how long has the band been together?
We started February, March. Those two have known each other for a while, Dave and Simon, and I knew Casey in college. We actually were roommates for a couple years, worked on a couple projects, and obviously when Casey met Dave in school, he kind of let me know, and I came together, but we started writing music right away, playing stuff right away, and we're able to develop a little bit of a good chemistry, I think, and it's been fun getting a little closer together, learning everything, the way everyone's intricacies work, and getting a good balance.
Yeah. What did you study, out of curiosity? Oh, I'm sorry, journalism, you said. I'm sorry, that I'm displaying bad journalism skills. That went right over my head.
You wouldn't be the first.
No, it's nice to have you all here today. Is there anything else we need to know about you, Simon? Pitt, not Penn State.
Yep, H2P from Rochester, New York. Shout out.
Excellent.
Studied history. Dave and I we sat in Dave's room for a few years, just jamming, fooling around, and finally something came together, and it feels really good.
Oh.
And we're all getting a lot better, and it's a lot of fun.
That's excellent. Yay, higher ed, bringing people together.
Got to use the degree for something.
Yes, so. That might be the new niche for a higher ed. If you're just joining us, this group is called Stone Throwers. You can find them on Facebook. We've linked to their Facebook page. And I'm assuming that was an original first song. Who wrote it?
I wrote that song maybe 3 years ago, in the spring after a long and kind of dark winter for me. And I was sitting on my back porch in the sunshine and just sort of reflecting on how, the course is that life gets hard.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't pretend that it doesn't, but it doesn't mean you can't, be positive and try to persevere through it all. So honestly, having these guys together, it's a lot for me because, I wrote that so long ago and now I finally have all these guys that are willing to, come in and be a part of this music, and they all bring something unique to it. It's parts of the song that I didn't even know were there. Church's piano solo is beautiful, and that's not something that came from anything I wrote or did, but it was just there. And working with these guys, we actually just released that as a single on Bandcamp today, from our forthcoming EP.
Excellent. Nice sound and song. What's it called?
Don't Pretend.
Don't Pretend. And what would you like to do next?
We're going to play Time of Day.
Time of Day. Well, let's welcome again to the radio Stone Throwers. ¶¶
want to turn, they're falling out of your fingers.
That's why we call it Groove Americana, because
yeah.
We kind of got a little groove in us.
No, I like it. I like it. And Alexander, your voice is amazing. How did you develop the ability to sing like that?
I have always been singing to myself, like most people. I did a little bit of singing in college, working on other projects, but being with these guys here has really pushed me to broaden my horizons a little bit. And when we first started playing, Dave was doing a lot of the singing, and he kind of would push me to take on a little bit more. And I've been building up my confidence and working with that, but it's all, I'm just kind of learning as I go.
Yeah, you're really rocking out. And I can't, I don't like to really compare folks, but, you know, sort of in a Joe Cocker kind of way, but just really belting out these songs, yet very musically, and it's just terrific to listen to you. It looks like you're having fun, too.
Absolutely.
If you're just joining us, the group is called Stone Throwers. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade across a network of great public radio stations and websites, as well as apps like TuneIn and Simple Radio and slbradio.org. Thanks for doing that. Are you guys playing anywhere soon? When I looked at your website, it looked like you've got something October 1st.
Yeah, we're actually playing at the Park House September 21st.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, we're going to put the Facebook event together today.
No, that's okay.
We've been waiting on getting a little promo poster together.
We get to know first. That'll be Saturday, 15th.
I think it's a Friday.
Sounds like a Friday, yes.
And then we'll also be at Howler's October 1st with a band called The Head is coming into Pittsburgh, and we're going to be playing with them. I believe that's a Monday, but school nights don't apply anymore. So
yeah, that's right. You guys are totally free
as
you wait for your bar results. Do attorneys get job offers before passing the bar? Sometimes in some markets.
Sometimes.
Yeah, probably not in today's market. probably it's the, it's just like all the John Grisham books, right? Where they come through. And
oh yeah, that's how it is.
We'll turn back the music. What would you like to play next?
This next song is called "Sunshine Surfing."
Sunshine Surfing.
It's gonna feature a little bit of free poetry from young Casey over here.
Excellent. Casey on the drums. And we've got a picture of the group up on our Facebook page if you want to take a look at them.
My eyes were closed until they were open. Drank in the purple undercurrents of the sky as an antidote to the steel jungle I had been climbing in for so long. At once, my consciousness brought me upward, like an astral traveler searching for a place to live. And as the sun rose, revealing the curvature of the earth, I realized that this is some good stuff.
Surfing, dip my toe into the race. This peaceful place, I spend my days hardly working, twirling through the stratosphere. I have no fear, the way is clear. Clouds are surfing high above the earth below. I face the glow, the endless flow. Nature's branches offering up fruit to me. This golden tree has all I need. Yeah. Clouds are all gone, leaving me alone. Soul I painted perfect gold, come coated butter sky. Just watch. Chasing down these swells of light. Through my darkest night, I'll be alright. Steady working, soaking up this energy. Between you and me, the air is free. Clouds are gone, leaving me alone. Skin and soul are pain. Perfect gold, come on, coated butter sky.
Nicely done there. You've got Stone Throwers. And Casey, did you? I'm sure you wrote the spoken part.
I did.
I'm guessing. What about the song itself?
I did not. So Dave and Simon are the primary songwriters, but I've always written creatively as an outlet, especially poetry. So we thought it might be interesting to try to bring that song in with some spoken word.
Yeah, it goes together well in a nice jam sound as you're playing.
Yeah.
Good morning to Rob, who wrote to mention how much he's enjoying listening to you this morning and how great everything sounds.
We appreciate it.
Thank
that.
You.
Yes. For listening.
I think it might be my dad. But.
No, it's not. I don't think it's okay. Your dad. I don't think it's your dad.
Okay, well, thanks, Rob. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and we have a single on Bandcamp.
Rob H.
Rob H.
Rob H.
What up, Rob H?
Thanks for tuning in.
But if your dad is listening, he can say something. Shout out.
Shout out to parents.
Yes.
I think absolutely. They're all listening.
Music lessons, encouragement, all that good
yeah.
stuff.
Actually, you know, if you want, you can text us if you want to share a comment with the guys or post something on Facebook. Text us at 412-200-5975. And when they're not playing, like in between songs, we'll let them know that you texted us. We should have time. I think. We are running good for at least two more, so that we should be good. What would you like to do next? I'm enjoying the music so much I'm losing count. What do you want to play next?
Yeah, we're going to play a little song called Heron.
Heron.
Heron. Yeah, just make sure this isn't overpowering.
By the way, Stone Throwers PGH is the Facebook handle, but you can find it, I'm sure.
Trapped in a box, I got one eye peeled on the ticking clock. Out of the sun and into the rain, I need two large doses of a sweet rain.
The things that make me feel good also drag me under. Bottle full of lightning drops before the thunder.
Stone Throwers. Have you guys ever been called Stone Cutters yet?
This is the very first time.
I didn't do it. I just asked, have you been called? But you know,
we get called the Stone Throwers.
I'll bet.
We try to correct people as quickly as possible.
I haven't done it yet.
I appreciate it so much.
We were going to book our first show. We didn't have a name. We got a list. And we were going to go with something else. And then I think either Simon or someone spit out, stone's throw or stone throwers or something, and we just latched onto it pretty quick.
Actually, so. I try not ever to ask about, you know, the story behind a band name, but you always say a stone's throw away, right? But that means if you're Roberto Clemente, that means you might, you know, need a car to get there. If you're other, if you're me, it's like confined within the studio most likely. Steve is listening in Oakmont, mentions how great you guys sound and is really enjoying the lyrics as well as the instruments as well as the mix. Thank you to Chad Green for doing that. Bryce is also listening and mentioned how much he's enjoying listening. Now, this is not everybody who's listening. Hey, these are just people who took a moment to step forward
and say hello. Actually, we're stonethrowers.bandcamp.com.
Stonethrowers.bandcamp.com.
If you find us on Facebook, the link's there.
Yeah, it's all there, and you can find their music. Now, this is the last one for you guys, I think, right?
Yep.
Is there anything I haven't asked you about that you wanted to reveal or talk about? Because this is our last chance to talk. Not ever, just this morning.
Yeah, I wanted to just take the time to give a quick shout-out to the Attic Music Group. You know, Caleb, Drew, Roger, they're where we recorded our EP, titled Our EP. We named it that so we could do a bit. You know, I was hoping he'd be like, "Oh, what's the name of your EP?" And we'd be like, "Our EP."
Well, then I'd say, "Could I? I'd like a, I'd like, clear. Yeah, I'd like a copy of
Our EP."
Our EP.
Yeah,
but then,
it's clearly killing so far. So
it's
we might have to workshop that
someone,
one a little bit.
Someone at home is maybe laughing.
But yeah, the guys at the Attic Group have done a phenomenal job, and for me, I've been living in Pittsburgh a little over a year now. It's been tremendous getting to know the Pittsburgh music scene, going out, hearing bands at different places, and there's a lot of good spots here, and, you know, we all should do everything we can to keep those things going.
Yeah, absolutely. I keep thinking about this REP now. There is something going on there, you know, kind of like the Who's On First.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. I like lame jokes, so.
Well, I'll thank you. I'll thank you to say you're welcome. Go ahead. I'll thank you to say you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
That's what we call good radio, right?
an infinite loop that won't quit. What's the so look for the EP. Anything else? Thank you all for being here.
Thank you for having us.
And Chad, the mix sounds great. And it's takes a little effort to set up when you have a group like this for radio, but you sound great. What do you want to close up with?
We're going to close up with Groove Pocket. I wanted a quick comment. Thank you for not making fun of us or having a made-up genre. You know?
Oh, I like the genre.
I think
actually,
it's a new genre.
First of all, I don't. The concept of genres is not. It's something that I don't like that much, and I've always felt that way. This is your time, not my time. But I wanted to try to just set up an audience to know what they were going to hear, and you know, groove Americana. Why not?
Exactly.
You know,
we don't want to genre lock ourselves.
No.
You know, put creative shackles.
We're still growing, and I think you'll see once the EP comes out, it's kind of four puzzle pieces. We're still finding our feet, and everything's a little bit different. You've heard some of the stuff today, but we're excited about it, so stay tuned.
Yeah, the genre is musical protoplasm, you know? I'm seriously, it's just it's human beings making music, so thank
exactly.
you. Exactly. Thanks so much for being with us here. Once again, Stone Throwers.
Show you why.
Show rocket.
The love and truth you get tonight.
Groove pocket can't stop it.
Now let me show you why.
Everybody, for listening to us, we're Stone Throwers.
Stone Throwers, thank you guys. What a great sound. Follow them on Facebook, Stone Throwers PGH. Look for the new EP called Our EP. It's ours. I'll take a nickel for everyone that goes out the door. It's ours. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate this.